morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. A newly released report from the California State Auditor says the state's Employment Development Department is to blame for a huge backlog of unemployment claims. Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty has more.
The audit says the EDD has been aware of critical issues, including an inefficient claim filing process, lack of readily available qualified staff, and poor call center management for nearly 10 years. As a result, when the COVID crisis and associated job losses hit, the department was unprepared. The state auditor says 800,000 claims were paid late, as much as 3 weeks after jobless people in need of help filed their claims. Meantime, fraudsters were paid at least $11 billion and possibly more than $30 billion. On Tuesday, the Assembly Budget Subcommittee on State Administration pushed newly appointed EDD Director Rita L. Sines for her plan to fix it.
My vision for EDD right now is to get people paid, to stop the fraud, to modernize EDD so that we're capable of handling the current problems we have and the problems that we'll have in the future.
But Committee Chair Assemblymember Wendy Carrillo noted a pre-COVID letter on the EDD website that anyone can access, outlining essentially what the auditor's report found: an awareness on the part of EDD the department was not prepared for crisis or even running efficiently in normal times, and recommendations for action.
Yet it has done nothing up until this point. And so here we find ourselves now in this situation.
Chairwoman Carrillo, let me just say that EDD has done a number of things. It has not done enough.
The state auditor will publish a separate report on the EDD fraud situation today. In Sacramento, I'm Mike Haggerty.
Federal prosecutors say a man in Napa has been charged with stockpiling weapons, including pipe bombs, and the FBI said he sent texts that could be seen as threats against the governor's office. The Justice Department announced weapons charges against the man yesterday after weapons and explosives were found at his auto repair shop and his home. An FBI court affidavit says the suspect talked about wanting to blow up a building and made references that could be to the governor's office as well as Twitter and Facebook headquarters. His attorney says the texts were just drunken bluster.